Welcome to the BadgerBlitz.com podcast. I'm Benjamin Wargle, the beat writer for Wisconsin football and men's basketball for Rivals.com. And after going solo on Monday's show, I won't do that to you again. I got a great guest lined up for you today in Santa Barbara High School quarterback Deacon Hill. Set to join us shortly on his vacation, Hill is the only quarterback commit of a star-studded 2021 recruiting class for the University of Wisconsin, a class that ranks in the top 20 of the Rivals.com rankings. Hill was the fourth commit in this class and took roughly 2 months to jump on his offer from Wisconsin, which was the first school to offer him. Hill has had a tremendous rise very quickly. He was thrust into the starting lineup because of an injury, became the full-time starter, and then threw for over 3,000 yards, 33 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions last season, winning league MVP honors and taking his team to the Division 8 finals. And he just picked up a recent offer from UCLA. I'll ask him about a bunch of those things I just mentioned, including whether that offer from the Bruins has any impact on his decision coming up. But Hill's quick rise isn't a surprise to Santa Barbara head coach JT Stone, who has known Hill since the fifth grade and told BadgerBlitz.com after his commitment that he knew a quick decision was coming. Quote, "Where we're at, about 2 hours away from Los Angeles, it was whoever finds this kid is going to get a gem. I think we knew from the jump that whoever showed they really cared about this kid was going to get him. Wisconsin came in and they did a phenomenal job with Deacon. Just phenomenal. They showed him that they cared and that they showed him that they wanted him. And both Deacon and his family recognized that." Now, after Wisconsin decided against taking a quarterback in the 2020 class, he'll enter Madison next year competing with Graham Mertz, Chase Wolf, and Danny Vandenboom in the Badgers quarterback room.
Our guest this week joins us on vacation. That's just what kind of a guy he is. Deacon Hill, a three-star quarterback by us, four-star by other people across the recruiting industry, committed to Wisconsin very early on, and he's seen this 2021 recruiting class just blossom over the last several weeks and months, ranked in the top 20 right now, according to the Rivals.com rankings. And he's still a popular guy, still getting more scholarship offers. Deacon Hill joins the program. Aloha, Deacon. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Tell me about the little vacation to Hawaii. Just a kind of a good time for you to cut loose and get away for a little bit before the start of your football season?
Yeah, all my cousins are out here at this time, too, so I thought it'd be a good idea, you know, just trying to take a little break, probably like a two-week break, and then get out here, be able to be with family for a while, and then come back home.
So what does Deacon Hill do in Hawaii on vacation? You big into surfing, just hanging out on the beach? What's kind of your go-to?
I mean, we've been surfing almost every day. That's our go-to thing right now.
You look at this summer that we've gone through, and it's been very bizarre. It's been very peculiar. And we'll get into more of those different things that are going to kind of impact you in a minute here. But how important has this offseason been for you as you focus towards your senior season? What have you tried to do without school, without weight rooms, just to kind of keep yourself active and on point for when your senior season does start?
I've just been doing, you know, a lot of just working on my body, diet-wise, cardio-wise, doing a lot of cardio, working out, and body weight stuff. And a lot of footwork, just trying to prepare as much as I can for the season, how much better I could get for this next season to make that jump from my junior to senior season.
You've had kind of an interesting career to this point so far in terms of your high school. You started as a backup, and then you kind of got thrust into the starting job, and you kind of impressed mightily at that starting job, and then you went from backup to starter to starter to offensive MVP in your league. How do you explain that quick rise to where you're at now?
I think my sophomore year, when I didn't start, I was a backup. You know, it was definitely a humbling experience. It teaches you how to work hard, even when you're not playing. But, you know, I knew what I could do, even if I started. I mean, I got that little experience my sophomore year, but I knew what I was going for when I started the whole season my junior year.
What was the light bulb moment for you that you kind of settled into a good rhythm? Because the stats you put up your junior year are off the charts with the amount of touchdowns you passed for, and then obviously your touchdown interception ratio was very good as well.
I think I found just the comfort part. You know, the first couple games, you're still trying to find that rhythm, especially with all the new guys that you're throwing with and stuff. So I think it was really after our fourth or fifth game, we lost bad. And so that was right after that, I started to feel a lot more comfortable because I knew what we had to do and where we wanted to be. And so everything just started to click from then on.
In times of crisis, Deacon, a lot of players will look towards the quarterback on the team, the leaders of the team. Those two kind of go hand in hand. Was that an easy position for you to be put in, or is that something that kind of it took you a little bit of time to really feel comfortable in that role?
I mean, growing up with my youth team and all that stuff, you know, I was the quarterback, I was the leader on those two, and then growing up, I've always been around older kids, and so that kind of helped because we were super senior heavy this year, so even though they were older than me, you know, they still looked to me because, you know, I've grown up with all of them, so I think stepping into that role was, obviously, there's a bunch of learning points and learning curves, but I think I stepped in well and it felt kind of natural just to flow into it.
There's obviously a lot of question marks with a lot of senior seasons coming up, depending on what state you're in. In the state of Wisconsin's conferences are canceling the fall season, and California has now kind of done the same thing. They're moving fall sports to the spring, which goes to football, and you know, football is not, their season's not expected to conclude, I think I read, by like April 21st. I know you tweeted out that you plan to finish what you start. Kind of walk me through your thoughts when you heard that news and how you think that's going to impact you moving forward.
As soon as I found out that they moved football to the spring, I knew I was staying home. There's no question about it, not a doubt in my head that I wasn't going to stay. Thanks to the coaches, they supported me. They supported my decision that I wanted to stay, you know. I grew up with all my friends, you know, intending to play all 4 years of high school with them. And, you know, we talked about, you know, being seniors together, running on that field for that last time. And we finally get our home stadium after done construction for my senior year, so I'm not leaving. I'm staying put where I am.
Had you considered possibly enrolling early had things been normal and you had your senior season end in, you know, December like normal? Had you planned on coming to Wisconsin early?
I was still deciding, and I wasn't leaning towards it. Still 50-50, and I'm taking my class right now.
Okay.
My photo class to get that last elective done so I could potentially go if I wanted to, and I was still deciding, but I mean, once I found out it was to the spring, it made my decision a lot easier.
Your recruitment on paper seemed pretty easy, too. I mean, Wisconsin was your first offer in May of 2019. You visited in June, and then you committed by the end of the month. Why did you decide to go so quickly with Wisconsin instead of, like a lot of other people, especially at the quarterback spots at a school like you're at, will tend to usually play it out a little bit and let their stats speak for themselves, do some camps, and see what kind of offers they can get? Why Wisconsin so early in the process for you?
They were the first to believe in me. You know, they were the first to take that one shot on the kid from Santa Barbara. You know, they saw something in me that, you know, I knew was there, and my high school coach knew was there, but, you know, nobody else was really going to pull the trigger, and then Wisconsin pulled it, and, you know, that's obviously a big attraction because, you know, they were the first ones there, and then when I took my visit, it felt already like home, so it wasn't. It is, for me, it's all by feeling and how I feel and how I truly feel about, you know, where I'm going. It doesn't matter the distance as long as I feel right, and everything about Wisconsin just felt perfect.
We're talking to 2021 Wisconsin quarterback commit Deacon Hill on loan to us on vacation in Hawaii, good enough to join the program. Deacon, do you remember your first conversation with John Budmeyer, and if so, what was your impressions of him?
Yeah, I do. It was right before spring ball practice. It was our third practice. But, you know, I took a couple calls because I don't think he knew it was my number. But first call to him, I thought he was just super, you know, down-to-earth, genuine coach. You know, he really cares about his players, and I could kind of tell that just from the way he talked and everything like that. You know, it was more what I was going to get out of him in the recruiting process more than what he was going to get out of me.
When he watched you throw, what kind of feedback did he give to you?
I mean, he told me that, you know, I've got a really strong arm, but the main thing was he just wanted me to, he wanted to see if I could change different speeds with the ball, you know, level the throws, like, say, over a linebacker or, you know, under the safety, fit it in the holes and stuff like that.
Now, since you committed so long ago, you've seen a recruiting class that Wisconsin's put together that's incredibly impressive with the amount of four-star talent that's been brought in, a number of different position players, running backs, linebackers, and I know you're a part of that with group chats and different things. What's it been like for you to watch this staff put together some really good players around you for this upcoming recruiting class?
I mean, it's really cool to see everything just come together like that. I mean, you start, because I started off as an early commit, I think there's only like four of us
mm-hmm.
who were committed. It was like me, Riley, JP, and one other, he was Jackson or Loyal. But it was just really cool to see it all come together piece by piece, you know. Every month, at least one kid was committing, one or two, and then the coach is just telling you to go after these guys. And then the guys you go after start to really embrace Wisconsin and commit there. And so it was just really cool to see everything develop.
Did any commitment surprise you? Or any commitment really get you excited? Because, you know, the fans get excited about everybody usually. But, you know, some guys seem to, like, move the radar a little bit, needle a little bit more than others. Like a Ricardo Hallman from Florida committing, or TJ Bowlers, who's been on the top of, I think, a lot of people's wish list in this class. Is there anyone that you particularly got, you know, pretty pumped about when you heard that they were verbally committing?
That's hard. I was getting close with Daryl and TJ before they committed.
Okay.
And so probably just being to bond with them like that, I think that I was most excited when they both committed.
Now, as the quarterback of the class, you have, you know, you need a running back to hand off to, and you got that in Loyal from Eau Claire, and Loyal Crawford, and Jackson Aker could end up at running back as well from Verona. It doesn't look like there's any wide receivers in this class to throw to. You got some tight ends. You know, Jack Pugh out of Ohio is a really solid player. What kind of wide receivers are you looking at to try to get to come to Wisconsin? Who's the staff kind of nudging you to kind of talk to these guys and try to get them interested in Wisconsin?
I mean, we're going after Juice Bell, Skylar Bell. Mm-hmm. Call him Juice, that's his nickname. But him and then one more, Joseph Manjack. He's the other one we're going after right now, and he's an athlete. He plays a lot of positions, but I think he's a receiver more in college, and we're going to go after him.
Is that an easy role for you? Because leadership is one thing where you need to talk to guys, you need to convince them that this is the right thing that we need to do in order to get this win or to get prepared for this. Is it kind of the same thing when you put on a recruiting cap and you talk to different recruits about, you know, hey, this is what we're building here. This is the program. You know, this is something that you should really take a look at. Is that easy for you to transition into that kind of role?
I feel like it is kind of easy because, you know, I have all the experience and feeling, you know, feeling that Wisconsin was right. So I just try and do reiterate and explain, you know, that feeling when you come and commit to Wisconsin.
Now, you obviously tweeted out the other day that UCLA offered you. I mean, I know you have some family connections to that school. Does that interest you pretty much? That's probably a pretty big offer for you, considering that when you committed to Wisconsin, you just had, I think, Kansas State and Nevada. Is that an offer that really intrigues you, or is that just like something where you go, thanks, but no thanks, I'm kind of sticking where I'm sticking?
I mean, I'm fully committed to Wisconsin, and, you know, the UCLA offer, I mean, it's a cool offer to have, you know, it's just another feather in my cap, but, you know, I really wanted to, like, thank them for showing interest in me. That's one of the main reasons I tweeted it out, is because, you know, I just wanted to show thanks and gratitude for them, you know, showing interest in me.
Does it feel like when you get an offer from another Power 5 school, it kind of validates the work that you've put in? That, you know, obviously you just care what one school thinks, you need one school to fall in love with you, and you have that in Wisconsin, but now that you're starting to get other offers, it almost kind of validates that the work you're putting in, it's getting noticed by some other schools, especially some good local schools.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just, it complements all the work that I've been putting in, you know, it just shows more that, you know, okay, people are starting to see how you're doing and how you're moving forward in this, you know, weird times.
You look at the quarterback room at Wisconsin, Deacon, and it's a room that's got some talented players in it and some talented younger players. Obviously, a lot of people are excited about what Graham Mertz can do and Chase Wolfe. They didn't take a quarterback last year, so there's going to be a little bit of a gap year there. But have you been able to talk a little bit to Jack Cohn and Graham and Chase to kind of get a sense of what they go through at Wisconsin and start to maybe build a little bit of a friendship camaraderie with those type of players?
I've more talked to Jack and Graham. I haven't really talked to Chase. I've sent texts back and forth with Graham, you know, asking him questions about, you know, his process and how, you know, his commitment process and then how it is there now. And then I talked with Jack the couple of visits I was out there, you know, just about game feelings and stuff like that.
Couple more minutes here with Deacon Hill on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast. Deacon, when you look at Wisconsin's offense and you look at your skill set, what matches really well and what can you help elevate in that offense with your skill set?
You know, I do think I'm not a dual threat. I'm a true pro style. You know, I'm throw first, and I'm able to stand through all the pressure and go through all my reads. That's one of the strong suits I have. But just the main thing with me, and I think I could bring, you know, my arm is, you know, pretty strong. Like, I could throw the ball hard and fit it in tight windows. So I think I could bring that to the table, you know. We could run a lot more route concepts and stuff like that.
When you committed, your coach said that he knew from very early on when he saw you that you had the potential to be a really special player and a Power 5 football player. Did you feel that too? When did you kind of feel that football was more than just a fun hobby for you, that it could be a gateway to something more in your life?
Right when I started high school, you know, I really realized that, you know, I could do something and take my football career to the next level and, you know, increase, like, my future with through the game, you know, get my academics done through college and all of that. And I love the game, so it continues to, you know, go throughout my life.
What area do you need to improve upon? What's when you critique yourself and you see all the positive things, what areas are you trying to, this moving into your senior year, where do you need to get better to get your team a championship and to set yourself up well for early success at Wisconsin?
Just getting more mobile, you know, more agile, lighter on my feet, you know, dropping a little more weight, and just being able to move quicker and faster. And, you know, being able to get out of the pocket quicker when, you know, plays break down, and mainly just that stuff.
Is it going to be hard for you to come to Wisconsin and not really have anywhere to surf? Are you going to be able to be okay with that? I mean, there's really no big waves on Lake Mendota during the summer. You could be, you know, okay with just kind of, you know, chilling out?
I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
I might have to pick up some water skiing or something like that, but
there you go. See, already you're thinking ahead. You're thinking three plays ahead. That's why you're a Wisconsin quarterback commit. Deacon Hill, appreciate your time. Congrats on all your success. And enjoy your vacation. And hopefully we'll see you playing high school football here before too long.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Deacon Hill. And you can follow him on Twitter at DHillSB10. One quick note before we sign off for this week. As you heard earlier this month, Wisconsin's non-conference games for the upcoming season have all been canceled, which includes its much-anticipated neutral site game at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame. According to Packers president Mark Murphy, who spoke to media members this week, it appears hopeful that the two schools can reschedule that game for 2020 after playing next season at Chicago Soldier Field. Murphy credited UW Athletic Director Barry Alvarez and Notre Dame AD Jack Swarbrick for being proactive and realistic about this year's game. And Murphy said both ADs have expressed the desire to play the game at a later date. Quote, having been in Barry's shoes, I know it's not easy, said Murphy. These football schedules are done a while in advance, but he seemed to really want to. And I would say Jack feels the same way. They want to have a game at Lambeau Field. Barry especially talked about how much he and the Badger fans really enjoyed that LSU game here in 2016. Hopefully, we get that rescheduled. Murphy also said the team will soon apply to host the Big Ten championship game. New Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren, a former Minnesota Vikings executive, is looking to move the game to various sites, and Murphy said the Packers will apply to host between 2023 and 2030. Murphy said an official application will be submitted in the next month or so. The Big Ten championship game has been held in Indianapolis every year since 2011. Wisconsin has the most appearances of all Big Ten teams with six, having won the first two titles back in 2011 and 2012. That is the show for this week. My thanks again to Deacon Hill for taking time out of his surfing trip to talk Badger football with us, and my thanks to you for listening. For all the latest on Wisconsin football, basketball, and recruiting, log on to BadgerBlitz.com. Follow me on Twitter at TheBadgerNation, and follow Badger Blitz on Twitter at Badger_Blitz. Have a great weekend. If you're in the Midwest, stay cool in this heat, and we'll talk to you next week here on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast.